Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
My name is Claire Loon Baldwin, and I'm an illustrator and designer inspired by nature.
Claire Loon Baldwin spent years working for the National Park Service and in the field of environmental education, work that informed the project she's now seeking to launch.
So I've been really inspired by the incredible stories of conservation scientists who do work in the field, on the front lines, and seeing things that very few people see. My vision is to create conservation explorer sketchbooks. I think, you know, the explorer sketchbooks that we've seen historically have been pre-photo, where people felt like they were seeing things for the first time and reporting back. Now, I think that these conservation scientists are seeing things maybe they're the last to see. There's this race to conserve things, to document things, especially with the threat of climate change looming. And so these stories feel incredibly time sensitive, but also deeply meaningful. So a lot of these scientists are doing just unbelievably difficult, intrepid, exciting, brilliant work nobody's ever heard of. So I've launched a project and share their stories as explorer sketchbooks, with the goal of inspiring young people to pursue careers in environmental sciences, especially young people of diverse backgrounds who may not necessarily identify with the traditional images of scientists that we typically see.
The environment is a through line that runs through every artistic creation.
I've come back to art again and again because it, to me, is the lens at which I look at the world and the future of our climate and cultivate my own sense of hope for the environment and my own sense of resilience. So everything I do, from these natural science studies of specimens for nature centers to, you know, native plants for the Audubon Society's native plant database, everything I do as an illustrator and designer comes from a place of curiosity. It's so often difficult to sustain my own sense of hope. And so just seeing it all through the eyes of a scientist, a curious observer, just appreciating the incredible endless beauty of the natural world has really, I don't know how to explain it. It's everything to me.
Part of the inspiration for these explorer sketchbooks came from work that's ongoing right here in Maine.
During the last week of June, I had the opportunity to partner with Dr. Brittany Slabak from the Skudik Institute. She's a second century fellow with the National Park Service and Skudik Institute, and a faculty member at the College of the Atlantic. I accompanied her and a group of six undergraduate students who are all doing their own research projects up Mount Pemetic on the hottest day of the heat wave. I was just so absolutely inspired to just watch them in action. So they were stashing traps so that they could survey the small mammal population and study biodiversity and their response to disturbance, part of the bigger picture of how is the environment responding to climate change, and just so buoyed by their incredible passion and curiosity and also just like brilliance, not only of Dr. Brittany's, but also of all of her students. And there was something especially poignant about watching all of these young folks, you know, all of these young students doing this hard work in the hot sun on the hottest day that we've had so far this year, unseasonably wildly hot, and just being able to watch the joy and the passion with which they do their work. They all have silly radio call names. There was a lot of singing on the trail. So just hearing all these young scientists singing in this blazing hot heat was truly amazing. I'm really grateful that they trust me with their story. I would love to share the work of all these amazing conservation scientists for the general public, but also for young people. So I'm hoping to replicate this project throughout the country with scientists in different national parks and research centers. One of the scientists that I met at the Skudik Institute has also worked doing salmon snorkeling, wherein she suited up with snorkel gear and got into these streams and essentially rock climbed up the river underwater to survey the salmon. So unbelievably intrepid and courageous and oftentimes dirty hard work, but fascinating and beautiful. And so my hope is to put all of these stories together, a chapter for each scientist all over the country, with their work being shared as something, as a blend of explorer sketchbook meets graphic novel designed for a middle grade reader, and, you know, with enough detail that people could just keep it on their coffee table and look at it again and again and again. So I'm applying to art residency programs to share the stories of these really incredible scientists of diverse backgrounds and amazing things that they're working to save. So you can find my website at clairelunebaldwin.com, and you can find me on Instagram at claire.loon.baldwin. I have a Patreon where I share the inside scoop, Claire Loon Baldwin on Patreon. And you can also, if you have ideas for people I could partner with, curiosity, or you want to chat, feel free to send me an email at clairelunebaldwin@gmail.com.
This has been Climate and Community, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.